Okay, question from Is It Rational? Do you think there will ever be accountability for Israel using 2,000-pound bombs to evaporate Palestinians in Gaza and for us supplying them while knowing what was happening? And so just for the so people understand, the standard, quote unquote, standard bomb used in urban warfare is a 300 to 400 pound called dumb bomb. And the thing about explosive ordnance is the blast that comes out of something that's twice as big, twice as heavy, is four times more. It's exponential, right? So an 800-pound bomb is four times more powerful than a 400-pound bomb. So just figure that out with the 2,000-pound bomb, right? It's many, many, many factors. It's, I mean, what is it? It's I think 32 or 64 times more powerful than a and so the part of the reason that like now we like we know that the pre Gaza war population of Gaza was estimated between 2.1 and 2.2 million. Now it's estimated at 1.7 to 1.8 million. So we've got about 400,000 dead Palestinians, but we don't have that many bodies. We only have like 70,000 bodies, which the Gaza Health Ministry has found. Scott, you and I argued about these numbers, and you said that Gaza Health Ministry was lying, but the IDF has officially signed off on the Gaza Health Ministry's numbers. So there's no longer any dispute there on those numbers. Anyway, the point is the reason that there's a lot of money bodies missing is because they were literally vaporized by these 2,000
You're also
pound
under
bombs.
tons of rubble, so
That too.
and things are, you know, we're made out of goo, so things are eating us or eating them,
Yeah.
and yeah,
Yeah, and it's
bacteria.
yeah, and it gets pretty warm in Gaza in the summer, so there's lots of critters and things rot and stuff.
And why drop? I mean, is that a bunker buster bomb or is?
No, it's not. Bunker busters are bigger. Those are 15,000 pounds. There's things like the BLU-85, and those things are meant to penetrate. Like those were used against the Iranian nuclear facilities, for example, and they were used at Tora Bora in the invasion of Afghanistan. But these are sort of like meant to vaporize a block basically at once. They're certainly not precision, and they are very much against U.S. military policy to use in a densely populated area like Gaza. Will there be accountability? I think there will never be
No.
accountability. I mean, there's no accountability for Dresden. Why would there be accountability for this?
Yeah. I mean, again, we're talking to the most, maybe the most cynical show ever today, but no, there's no accountability. Where, when, where, who, you know, what? I
No.
mean, seriously, I mean, what, how do you get accountability? What does accountability even look like in this instance?
Well, while we're talking about the while we are talking about the issue of the Gaza war, it seems right now Israel's making big moves to annex the Gaza the West Bank, right? And the it looks and so Donald Trump just gave an interview where he said that he's against annexation. He says there's too many other things to think about, whatever the fuck that means. But basically, he the timing of it is key, though. He said it yesterday. Bibi Netanyahu is literally right now meeting with President Trump in D.C. And so, you know, obviously he's sending a clear message that U.S. policy is to oppose the annexation of the West Bank, but not Gaza. But I mean, the West Bank is pretty much well on its way. The Israeli cabinet just approved the idea of these settler colonists buying Palestinian land in the West Bank that they live on. I don't know who they're going
You have to do the air quotes.
buy. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Can you buy something? I mean, from someone who doesn't own it? I guess you can. I mean, like Jewish property was stolen by the German government, all by the billions. And they sold it to to Germans, so to non-Jewish Germans, and I think many of them, their families still have it.
Well, this is, I mean, the West Bank is another story altogether because Israel has been incurring on that territory for decades. And you hear and watch interviews with the settlers, and that's what I'm calling, you know, it's like they actually took the wagon train across the plains and settled there. They didn't. They stole the property. They stole it. It's stealing. Israel had an agreement that this would be Palestinian territory, and the radical right and has decided that no, not so much. We like it here. The property's cheap, great views of
Sand.
stuff, of Syria, you know. Yes. But my point is, you know, they have been doing this for years and listening to, and I mentioned the interviews because they are jaw dropping, Ted. Mm. They sound like American Southerners in the 1940s and 50s, just openly using the foulest, most degrading, demeaning terms towards a fellow human being. And for those of us who happen to believe that human beings have value, and worth and should be respected. This is problematic, but the American government has really kind of went, guys, it's sort of like, you know, sort of like a very undisciplined child's parent, you know, goes, guys, come on, stop beating the cat with a hammer. You know what happened to the last one? And that's what this feels like. And so now they're just going, they're emboldened. They got to bomb the living hell out of Gaza. Not unprovoked, but they did it. And I think they crossed a line. I think most reasonable people will say this.
Let's just put it this way. If they kill 1,200 of your people and you kill 400,000 of theirs, now you're the asshole.
Well, I think you had a point that there are other ways to approach this, and there could have been, but this is what's happened in Gaza. But now they're saying, shit, the world really hasn't done much. You know, we're under kind of investigation by the world court.
So what?
Just don't go to Geneva, you know,
right.
Or Brussels or wherever the hell it is.
The Hague.
The Hague. This is actually a lovely city, by the way.
It looks pretty.
It does. They have they have lovely museums, and it's just a kind of a very, anyway, if I was going to be incarcerated for war crimes, that's where I'd want to go to.
Although Milosevic's cell did not look that great, but no, you know. But
yeah, well, he was stupid. Well, that's another story altogether. My point is long way to getting to a short point. The world did not really respond over the top or in any kind of, organized way to what happened in Gaza. So Israel's going, oh shit. Okay. You know, the shit we've been pulling over in the West Bank, Betty bar the door. Here we go. It's party time in West Bank. Bring the lumber and I'll bring a hammer.
Well, so the thing is, do you think that, currently the West Bank is divided into three areas under Israeli designation, right? There's A, B, and C. C is the biggest. That's Israeli exclusively IDF control, 60% of the West Bank. And then the rest is split between areas A and B. A is the smallest. That's exclusively Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. And then and the other one, and B is a mixture of Palestinian Authority and IDF. So, I mean, how for real is it? Is it just for public consumption? Is he behind the scenes telling BB, don't worry, I have to say that so that the stupid kids on the college campuses don't, you know, raise hell, don't worry, it's all cool? Or does he mean it? Or is he going to tell Netanyahu, like, it stops here? Is there a possibility of a rollback where some settlements would be closed?
No, politically, Netanyahu can't do that. He's very beholden to their conservative parties in Israel, so he can't roll this stuff
back. He doesn't want to go back to prison. Or he doesn't want to go to prison.
Lest we forget, he's under indictment. And as soon as he is no longer prime minister, he's
such a charming man.
Well, you know.
And
if you're in a region, you get a bad reputation.
Lovely guy.